Welcome to the Sunbird Sports Show with Paul Meadors. Brought to you by Fresno Pacific University on 790 ESPN.
Yes, this is the Sunbird Sports Show, and I am Paul Meadors. Happy Wednesday night to everybody out there listening. We do this show every Wednesday from 6 to 7 live here at the studio on Palm Avenue, just across from Bullard High School. If you miss any part of any show, well, you can go back and listen. It's also a podcast. Really, really cool thing that Fresno Pacific University has done. All of last season is archived on Spotify, YouTube, Apple Podcasts, and the shows that we've done this year are archived as well. So go back and listen to those. We love highlighting all the great things that are happening at Fresno Pacific University, and also talking with the wonderful student athletes at the college as well. Tonight, we have the women's volleyball team in the house. They are off to a phenomenal start this season. They are 10-0. They defeated Dominican last night, 3-0. They also received 37 votes in the latest AVCA coaches poll, putting them just outside the national top 25. We have four players on the show and also their coach. We got Michaela Weiss, who is from Buchanan High School, a local product. I remember watching Michaela in high school, a fine player. She's doing an excellent job this year as the setter. Rachel Pantinga from Palmdale. She is a junior. She's going to be here in studio as well. And Madeline Faramisco, the fabulous freshman from Clovis East. And second-year coach Kelsey Montagna is returning to the show as well. What we like to do is not only talk about their accomplishments on the court, what they do also in the classroom is very important to us, their future goals, how they arrive to Fresno Pacific University as well. That's always a fun aspect of the show that I love hearing from the student athletes. We're going to break this up into two different segments. The first part is going to focus more on their season. Again, 10-0 start. They got a really, really tough weekend coming up with matches Friday, Saturday, and Monday. But we also love getting to know them as well. That's going to be more the focus in the second part of the segment. So all three of the young women and Coach Kelsey is going to be coming on for basically the full hour. And if you're familiar with the show, you know that we talk about a recap. Lots of things went on since last Wednesday. At the end of the show, we'll talk about what's coming. We actually have some questions for the young ladies as well, brought to you by the student athletes at Fresno Pacific. So it's always fun to hear what types of questions they're going to be asking them. All right, so last week in men's water polo, they faced off against American River College at Sunnyside High, and they won 16-9 thanks to strong play from former guest Forrest Gray, who had 6 goals, and Chase Hamus, who had 16 saves. Cross country, they were down in the LA area at the UC Riverside Invitational. The women's team took home first place in the 5K race, with Roosevelt High's Ali Cortez Chavez leading the way with a third overall finish with a time of 17:52. The men finished 8th overall in the 8K race against several Division I schools, with Parlier High's Evan Torres pacing the men, finishing 45th overall in 24 minutes and 38 seconds. Women's soccer, they had a pair of 0-0 draws against Chaminade and Hawaii Pacific at home. Goalkeeper Anaya Karisimasi had 12 saves and was named the Pacific West Defensive Player of the Week. In men's soccer, they notched a pair of victories over the same two Hawaiian schools, 3-0 and 4-2 respectively. Multi-time guest Lucas Ibero scored 3 times in those two games, earning himself the Raising Cane's Male Sunbird of the Week honors. The team is off to a 2-0 start in conference play, and we're named PacWest Team of the Week. Volleyball, we're going to be hearing from them after the commercial break. They're still on a roll. As I mentioned, 10-0 on the season, taking down Jessup at home 3-2 in a nail-biter, and Dominican last night, as I mentioned, 3-0. Former guest Geneva Elliott is currently ranked 5th in the nation in hitting percentage. Swim season began in Stockton against University of the Pacific. Some Sunbirds had notable results against the Division I Tigers, including Olivier Pitre for the men and Golden West High's Jillian Lambert for the women. And finally, in tennis, it was the ITA regional qualifiers last week down at Biola University, and Venezuelan freshman Fabiana Gonzalez made it all the way to the final in women's singles before falling to an experienced senior from Point Loma. Expect some great stuff this spring on the court from Fabi. All right, we'll take a break right now. You're listening to the Sunbird Sports Show on 790 ESPN.
Now, welcome back to the Sunbird Sports Show with Paul Metters on 790 ESPN.
All right, welcome back to the Sunbird Sports Show on 790 ESPN. I'm your host, Paul Metters. We have members of the Fresno Pacific women's volleyball team, currently 10-0 on the season, coming off of a win yesterday at, it was home, right?
No, it was away Dominican.
At Dominican.
Yeah.
Big weekend coming up. Big weekend of matches. We're going to get into all that good stuff. But I have Michaela Weiss. I have Rachel Plantinga and Madeline Ferramisco and Coach Kelsey Montagna. All right. Coach, welcome back. You're number two, right?
Number two.
You're
yeah.
number two. All right. So talk about practice. Like, what did you guys work on today? Was it light practice, right? Practice after a game? Big weekend. Just kind of go over. Michaela, let's start with you since you are the senior, right, on the
yes.
group, the setter. So just what did you guys work on today in practice, and what did you guys accomplish?
We're just fine-tuning a lot of skills that we've been working on the last couple weeks. A lot of skill work. We have three courts and a great facility, so we are able to break out and kind of just work on individual things, and then at the end of practice come together and play a little bit and prep for our competition that's coming up this weekend.
Practice was 1-3, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
And then you guys had some film breakdown as well. All right, Rachel, what, like, individually, what'd you work on today in practice?
Today was blocking for me. Me and Maddie, we were pinned, so we were up there blocking.
A little bit closer. There you go.
Just working on what we see in film, and what we see in film we translate into practice. So we have to dive in on our blocks, so that's specifically what we worked on today.
All right, Maddie, what did you guys work on?
Well, me and Rachel are both pinned, so I did blocking too. Yeah, it's kind of what we see in film, so yeah.
All right, explain that a little bit farther. Okay, so working on blocking, just kind of break down maybe some fundamentals exactly. Like, just kind of give us a microcosm of that.
I'm probably not the person to ask about that.
Rachel, you're fine.
Maddie?
Oh, well, like, today specifically, we had to work on, like, diving into the block. So, like, on the left side, we have to dive in if we see them going angle. So we could take away and that we're helping out our middle. So
that's a good answer, right,
yeah.
Coach, from a freshman?
Yeah,
she
definitely.
She broke that down pretty well. All right, so let's break down yesterday's game. So that Jessup win we'll get to as well. What, 3-2? Mm-hmm. You guys went up 2-0, and then they came back. But last night, you guys were pretty much firing on all cylinders.
Yeah, I thought last night was kind of a – nice way to kick off the week. I would say we have been working so much on our middle connection and just speeding up our game. And last week, that was our overall goal as well. And we knew it wouldn't click right away. So, I mean, the dress-up match, yeah, of course, we don't want to ever go to five. But we want to win in five if we do. And so it might have not been pretty, but I think it set us up for success on yesterday's match, and what we had been working towards, we were able to see. And then we were able to throw out some different lineups just to see, because we don't know. I mean, we know what we're going to face this weekend, but what situation we'll be put in, I mean, it can change from point to point. So how can we slow them down? How can we be successful? And so we're able to work on that as well yesterday, which is nice to see. We pretty much got everyone in. Everyone kept the same pace. I think our DS that went in for one of our middles to serve, we ended up we ended up not having enough subs or running out of subs, and so she played middle for a sec. So that was nice to still win.
See, that
on
a little smirk.
Yeah, a 5-4 middle blocker. So, and we set the middle, so that was great to see. So just overall, like, the team dynamic and the team culture, I think, is what keeps us who we are, and is a huge part and is the reason why we are successful. And it's so nice to have a team that's rooting for every single person, no matter if they play or they don't play, or they're running in from nursing school late, or they have to leave, or they get hurt, or they're all in it together, which is nice.
So you won 25-13, 25-18, 25-19. Mm-hmm. Let's go back to that Jessup game. You guys were up 2-0, right? You're like, hey, if we have to go to five, we got to win it right there.
Yeah.
Michaela, talk about the ebbs and flows of that game. You played a lot of volleyball over your career. But right when you're up 2-0, you guys feel like you let down a little bit, a couple things you needed to correct. Like what was kind of the ebb and flow of the game? What was going through your mind?
I would say that overall we weren't playing our strongest game just as a team, and Jessup played good defense and kind of chalked us a little bit in the sense of just nothing was working perfectly for us like it had been. So I think not that we let down or anything, but we were just not connecting. We were misfiring a lot, and it was a good learning moment for us because as we're misfiring, we're able to come together. And I think, yeah, it would have been great if it came together in the third or fourth set, but it didn't. It came together in the fifth set, and that's why we were able to push through and finish that match.
Maddie, what about for you? Being the freshman, I mean, were you in, like, what was the rotation like in that game? Were you in for the entire fifth game? What did that look like for you?
Yeah, I was.
You feel a little bit of pressure in those situations or not? You kind of thrive in that
definitely
or not?
Definitely a lot of, not like pressure, just like nervousness, I guess.
Rachel, what about for you? Were you in during those times, or what was your place in the game?
I think I was able to get into one of the sets, and obviously it's very nerve-wracking when it's a tight match. You can, like, just sit there, wait for the ball to come to you, and your heart's, like, beating out of your chest. But I think turning to your teammates, especially, like, looking to Mick and Maddie on the court, is just, like, a sense of relief knowing that we're in it together, especially in that fifth set. I could just see on the court the energy was so much different than the third and the fourth set.
What did you, who went up early in that fifth set?
So
you
not
guys
us.
15-10, so they got out quick.
Yeah, no, not us. We're down 0-5, and I think I called a timeout, and I was like, wow, we just blinked, and it's 0-5, and now I can blink again. It could be 5-5, and that was kind of the discussion. I think I said that word for word. And we went out there, and it was 4-6 when we lost the serve again. But it's just all momentum, and I think it's so cool. I mean, speaking of, like, Rachel, even though she wasn't in that fifth set, she really came in that fourth set and did a really good job of what she brings to the court, which is a lot of light and excitement, no matter if it's a good thing or a bad, like, a good error or a bad error. Like, she is in there, and she's working hard, and I think it gives a lot of our outside some breathing room, but also just our overall dynamic on the court when things are very tough or there's a lot of tension. I thought in that match we saw a lot of, like, afraid to lose scenarios versus, like, we're here to win and we're here to put the beat down. I think that's the first time we've really felt a little, like, taken back by, like, oh wow, we know we're better than this team, but they're just digging us, and, like, why is the ball not coming down? Or why are they scoring points? Well, when you give a team points, that's what's going to happen. I think that's what's so unique about our sport. I talked a lot this week just with other people of, like, that's the one thing about volleyball is you err, it's the other team's point. There's no, besides maybe tennis, there's not really any other sports where if you err, you're giving other team points. Football doesn't have it. They miss a fourth down. They just get the ball back and they keep going. Same with basketball. Like, you hit a ball out or miss dribble, like, it's just an overturn. And so our sport is really unique in that, and it's very mental. And so just to keep them calm on the court and still fighting for every point, it's different every point. So we're able to do what we need to do, I think, and trust the process, because we were misfiring, but we're still doing the things that we really wanted to get better at, which was run our middles, serve tough, and set the pins fast. And so maybe we weren't connecting as much as we'd like, but we were able to see it in practice this week and on yesterday's match.
Well, you guys have been connecting a lot. 10-0 on the season, a lot of expectations coming in to the year as well. Michaela, like, do you feel like the team is, like, being hunted right now? Like, you guys walk into the gym, you got an opponent, they know that you guys, you know, are undefeated, they're trying to knock you guys off. Is that kind of a different feel than what you're used to, or is that what you now expect at Fresno Pacific?
I would say, you know, I kind of came in to the PacWest not knowing the teams very well, so I wasn't really sure what to expect. And I think preseason, we came out firing strong. So we definitely put a target on our back, but I think it's a, like, pressure's a privilege. And I would much rather be on that side working hard and being pushing other teams to play their best. Like, beating a team on their best night is way better than a team on their worst night. So I think we're in a great position, and I'm excited for that.
Madeline, Rachel, like, is that kind of your feeling? Like, you walk into the gym or the arena or wherever you guys are playing, like, they're going to have to play their A game to beat us. Like, is that kind of the mentality that's going on right now?
Yeah, I think it's a lot different, too, than previous years. Like, being here my freshman year 2 years ago, it was not like that. It's like Fresno Pacific, whatever, we'll go play them. And then we were at the receiving end. We're like, okay, we have to play our hardest to beat them. And now it's like we have to play consistently good to teams who are going to bring their greatness to play us because they see us as a good team and they want to beat us. So it's difficult this year, but it's fun.
It's always fun when you win, yeah. Right? Of course. Madeline, what about for you?
I feel like it just gives us like a reason to try harder in practice. Not that we're not, but just like, oh yeah, we're like, we actually have something going for us. Like, let's just keep pushing, like, in practice. Yeah.
That's great. You get that feeling from the girls, like, they're kind of just raising their level of the game, too?
Yeah, I think they're all in agreement, too, is we're never going to be 100% perfect, right? And so there's always going to be things that we can be working on. Like, as soon as we connect with the middles even more, like, we're going to move on to the next. Like, what can we do more of? And so I think they're all bought in that, and they want that. They want to be pushed. They want to, and we always recite this, is like, we're pushing you to be the best volleyball player you can be in this moment. And so they come in every day, and they work hard, and they're open to suggestions. I say we're probably one of the best condition teams because we practice that way. We've create drills. They're laughing right now because you don't walk out of practice not exhausted and just giving it your all, because the drills that we create are going to keep rallies long, and they're going to keep you conditioned, volleyball conditioned, not just running like a mile. We never do that. But then a game should be easy. And I think that's one comment that I've heard a lot this year is like, we see teams getting gassed out really early on. And it's because we're in such good shape and we're able to sustain that, you know, high level and speed the entire time.
Is that true, girls? I'm glad Kelsey was able to mention that the practices are built for the games, right? The practices should feel hard. Sometimes you probably hate volleyball, right? And those types of things that go through your brain.
Never.
What am I doing here? You're putting me through torture. But like, is that kind of the mentality too? Is like, hey, we're practicing hard, and then during the game we're going to be totally prepared mentally and physically.
Yeah, I would say I don't think anybody hates volleyball. I think definitely frustration, but I think our gym is very intense, and whether it's the coaches pushing us or each other, we're on each other, like, competing every day, whether it's during warm-ups or it's just we have such a competitive environment. So yeah, we're pushing each other, but those last 30 minutes of practice are so competitive, and it's exhausting because mentally and physically we're all on it, but it's because we love being there and love each other, so we're just constantly pushing each other.
There you go. Okay, I hope you didn't take that statement to heart. I mean, you hate volleyball. Hate the moment, right? Maybe your dog tired or something. That's what I meant.
We do still laugh a lot. Okay. I would say, yeah, we're really intense, like Mick mentioned, and it's like intense against each other. But, I mean, if someone does something pretty funny, yeah, we are hysterical about it. Coaches included, like, we're not... You know,
you're not exempt from that.
No, absolutely not. We enjoy it.
Okay, you got it. All right, let's flip it then. Give me some funny moment, or what do you guys really laugh at, or what do you guys really enjoy?
Oh my goodness. Come on, give me something. Just like dumb, like things like tripping over nothing on the floor. Like, one of our teammates made a compilation of her falling on the floor, like tripping over nothing. And I think those are just like some of the funniest moments because, like, yeah.
Sniper, huh?
Yeah.
Sniper gun. All right. Any other funny stories or anything?
I can't even think of anything. We're laughing constantly. I don't think a day goes by without someone almost crying because they're laughing so hard at something. Rachel's really funny.
Rachel is really funny.
Someone's dancing during practice. Someone's gotta bring the pot. Someone's like mad about a drill happening, and then in the background you see the other person dancing during the ball. It's like you watch film back and you're like, oh, this is actually really funny. I know it's frustrated, but yeah, it's just super lighthearted.
That's great. All right, we have a couple more minutes before we hit the break. So, Coach, I want you to talk about each of the girls individually, what they bring to the program, what they bring on the court as well.
Yeah, I think I already mentioned about Rachel a little bit, but she just brings so much light. I can't even explain it, to be honest, or put it into words, because Rachel is just such a good person to be around. Like, even off the court, she just brings this like calmness and funniness, and she's hilarious, and she's like someone that I want to have in my office like all the time, and just sharing her light. And so she brings that to the court. I would say everyone thinks this of Rachel, is like, no matter what situation we're in, she comes in and she just brings it, and she's going up and she's hitting hard and she's giving it her all. And no matter if she's half broken because she hits the floor pretty hard or not, like, and she's always talking. Like, if there's anyone on the sidelines who you can hear the most, it's Rachel doing the funniest things. So Maddie, being the freshman she is so dominant, and not only physically, but I think as a personality as well. And, you know, that's why we recruited Maddie, is just because of who she was. I would say that about anyone on our team, is they're recruited because of their character first, and their physicality, it comes second. And it's nice when they're just as equally great. And I think that's what Maddie brings to the table, is just her confidence, but also like her willingness to get better every day. Like, the ceiling is so high for her. It's super exciting. Like, I think us coaches like keep seeing her get better every week, and there's still more. So it's like, all right, let's go. So super excited to just see what the next few years bring to her. And this year, obviously, we have a lot more time, but she's a freshman that's dominating the PacWest right now. And then Mick, our old soul, she just brings so much leadership. I can't even, her and Cam together, I think, are just such big studs. We invited Cam tonight, but she has class, of course, like last time, but shout out Cam. But with Mick, yeah, I mean, she just brings so much leadership, so much experience, and she has this sense that as a leader that people want to follow, but she leads with like such confidence and like poise and just calmness. And that's what you need in a leader and a setter on the court, and not someone who would automatically go to frustration. And her IQ is huge, but her as a person, like I said about everyone, I feel like I keep repeating, but it's true, like, she's such a good person, and she's a great friend to every single one of these young ladies, and a great mentor. And so I think that's in itself. And then they're all three just super competitive. Like, these three are probably some of our most competitive in the gym, and not only like mentally, but physically competitive. So they're not afraid to rip balls at each other, or serve tough at each other, or laugh at each other. So yeah, that's what I would say.
All right, all good stuff. We're going to take a break. We're going to hear more from the women's volleyball team at Fresno Pacific University next on 790 ESPN.
Welcome back to the Sunbird Sports Show on 790 ESPN.
All right, we are having a good time here in the ESPN studios. We have the women's volleyball team from Fresno Pacific University in studio with us. The first segment was about volleyball, about the game, some of the tougher matches that they've had. And before we get into the stories here, Kelsey, you were mentioning kind of the tough stretch that you guys are on, lots of games and not very many practices to correct some things as well, but some film studies as well. But got a really, really next three games are going to be really tough, aren't they?
Yeah, the beauty of the PacWest, you know? Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like Hawaii trip, right? You have 2 to 3 matches, maybe one practice in a week. And so we got that out of the way early, so we're kind of used to that. We had a pretty tough practice last Friday and Saturday before we played. Maybe that's why we went to 5 sets. But so we're preparing them from the very beginning of like how brutal this week's going to be. So we played yesterday, we practiced today, practiced tomorrow. Then we play Wednesday Westmont, who is gritty, smaller, gritty team, which we're super excited to host. And then we turn around the next day and play Concordia, which is a pretty big sized dominant team as well. Who's trying to look for, they're hungry for a win right now. They're kind of struggling, but it's any given day. And then Sunday's an off day, and then we turn around and we host Point Loma, who's 5th in the nation right now in our conference, who, yeah, I mean, that'll be a great face off. And so we're excited to host them the first time we see them this year. We see them last November 15th as well at their place. So just happy to have them at home, especially with how brutal our week is, because then after that, we have 2 days off, we play again, and then we are off, and then we play again. So it's a little brutal, but I think it's just more opportunity for us to be competitive and to get better, because that's, you know, the troubling thing is we only have one shot at Westmont and Concordia. We have two shots at Point Loma, and so we got to make sure Friday and Saturday. Friday is our number one first, and then after that we can turn to Saturday, and then, you know, it just goes on from there. But yeah, we have one shot at Westmont and Point Loma and Concordia this week. So we're
Westmont,
super excited.
Friday at 6, then Concordia is at 5 and Point Loma at 5. All of the special event center, right?
Yeah. So yeah, all at home.
All at home. So go check that out. All right, Michaela, I remember watching you play volleyball in high school at Buchanan High. And I remember you were going to go to Fresno State or went to Fresno State, and now you're at Fresno Pacific. So just kind of talk about your journey from Buchanan and where you are now at Fresno Pacific University.
Yeah, I was really fortunate at Buchanan. We had a pretty competitive team my junior and senior year. I mean, we were competitive middle of the conference track my freshman, sophomore year, but junior, senior year, we had a class of, my senior year was 7 or 8, I believe, that was really solid. We played together in club and school and just spent a lot of time together, so we meshed really well and played some high-level volleyball. I mean, we placed really high in a preseason tournament in Hawaii, and then junior year lost central section, got second, and then senior year ended up winning. We went pretty far in our state playoff. I had some great mentors, like my high school coaches. I still talk to them all the time. Huge role models in my life. Really pushed me to be the best I could be. Went to Fresno State out of high school. I played there for 3 seasons. After that, stepped away from volleyball for a little bit. Wasn't really the right fit for me, coaching-wise, and I met some of my best friends there, so I'm very fortunate for that. Played some high-level volleyball. Mountain West is really cool to travel in, so learned a lot. Took some time off, got to coach, learn more about the game. I think that has made a really big difference in my volleyball IQ. I was able to learn from the sidelines a little bit more, which has been great. Met some great people, and came on a visit to Fresno Pacific thinking about maybe getting my master's. I graduated from Fresno State with my bachelor's in biology, and then came on a visit, and I fell in love with the team, the coaches, just everything, and decided to come back and play. And I honestly couldn't ask for a better situation.
How easy was it? Like you mentioned, like how easy of a decision was it? Did you go to Kelsey, did you go to her and say, hey, we can make this work? Like, was it super easy, just flowed?
I feel like when I left Fresno State, I honestly was like, I never want to touch another volleyball again. I just didn't enjoy it. And I didn't really think of ever going back. I just didn't, I honestly hated volleyball. So I think that was a growing point for me after taking some time off. And Kelsey had reached out, or like we had just talked about it because we coached together at a mutual club. And it was like, hey, like if you are, like just come and practice and see how you feel. And it was a whole different feeling walking into that gym and like being part of practice. It felt like night and day. I was like, wow, I actually forgot how much I love volleyball and like love being a part of like just something great. So I would say it was pretty easy in that sense, but it was definitely hard to get myself to go back into the gym.
Madeline, what about for you? Like, how did you arrive at Fresno Pacific? Were other schools trying to get you? How did the program sell itself to you?
Yeah, so my junior and senior year of high school, I kind of wasn't really liking volleyball in a way that I wanted to play like a ton. So I was just planning on going to like a city college. But then, so Kelsey was actually my coach 15's year for club. And then so was Kelly 16's year, for the same club. And so I already knew them. And then my teammate, who's a sophomore now, I still stayed in touch with her, and she's obviously playing here. And she kept kind of, I thought she was joking, and I thought she was just like, oh, come to FPU, like play volleyball. And I was like, haha, like, okay, like, no, like I wasn't really planning on it just because I didn't want to. And then anyways, I came on a visit. I practiced with the team, like Mick said, I literally like fell in love with the team. I don't think I have been on like a fun team like this, and I literally enjoy practice, and I want to practice, and I want to lift. I just want to do everything with the team, and that's so new to me, and I just love it. So
I hear that theme a lot. I'm going to chime in really quick because, like, Fresno Pacific to me sells itself, mm-hmm. right? When people arrive on campus, there's something different. When you're involved in a, whether it's a club or music or an athletic program, like, just it's just a different feeling. It's welcoming. They, you know, love volleyball again. And it's just a great atmosphere, right? That's just the feeling that, that people get when they arrive on campus. Is that right, Rachel?
Yeah, it is right.
You agree?
I would agree. Yeah.
What do you love about the school, and how'd you arrive from Palmdale?
Yeah, I'm from Palmdale. So I had a different coach my freshman year. Kind of just reached out via email. Ended up here. Loved the school. Loved the team itself. We had a lot of bonding moments. And then that's when Kelsey took over the program, which I'm very grateful for. But I'd say a selling point for me is kind of just that. It just feels like family. Like, I refer to my teammates as, like, my sisters, like, these are girls that I die for. I love them so much. And even outside of volleyball, all of my classes, my peers, everyone's just so well connected. And it's a lot smaller than what I would be used to for, coming from a bigger high school, I would say. It's just so different. I can't even explain, like, how close we are as a school.
Like, are there other things on campus that you guys enjoy? What other sporting events do you guys like to go to?
I love going to basketball games. I mean, I think I just like staying in the gym, but it's always like a fun environment. Our student section's super, super hype, super loud. We call them our birdhouse. So it's really fun being in community with them.
You guys agree? Are there other cool things that you guys attend on campus?
I haven't got too much of a chance to go
you
to
will,
sporting.
You will.
Yeah,
you
I will. Will. I will be at everything. But
Maddie, what about you?
Same here. I'm a freshman, so, you know, we're the first season. So, I mean, the only games I'm attending are my own. So. But I'm excited for basketball. And, like, around the school, there's, like, frisbee games, like, at night, like, Wednesday nights. What is it? Like, pickleball.
Intramural,
yeah. Oh, intramural stuff, too. So, like, I'm really excited for everything.
First rule about intramurals is don't get hurt.
Right. They're not allowed
it's
in
to win,
season.
Actually.
Well, that is
that's
number one. We don't
show,
lose on
win.
Campus.
Oh, okay.
You have to win.
Yeah. But two is, yeah, don't get hurt. Or in season. We're all over the place anyways. I couldn't even imagine them taking a few extra hours to go out and do anything anyways.
No.
So besides Cam, who's in like the lead of it, so she has to go ref a lot of the time. So
how do you recruit, go about recruiting Kelsey? How do you sell the school? Like, you bring them on campus and you show them around, like, what's like the main thing that you try to focus on?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing for me is not selling them, is like really trying to just show them who we are. You know, we're not at the beach, you know, we're in Fresno, and even though it's really special to me, it might not be as special to other people, but we have a lot of things to offer, and we have a great community and a great program. And I think the big thing for me is just honesty and making sure they feel valued, you know, and making sure that they know like how important each and every one of them is to each other and into my life as well. Like, every single one of them impact me, and I might not say it a ton, especially in season. We get a lot more, we get closer in the spring because we have a lot more time and through bonding through the summer, but they each need to leave here knowing that we value them as a person and like can call me up any day for anything, like not only me, but Kelly and Katie and Kendall. And I think that's really unique. And the conversation sometimes might be hard, but I don't think I've ever had like a hard conversation with them. Like, it's more like honesty and like trust, and they know that we have their back 100%, and they're not going to always agree or like what we're going to say, but we're not going to beat around the bush, or we're not going to false advertise who we are. And I think number one is building relationships with our recruits, is making sure we're attending their matches or checking up on them, and obviously bringing them onto campus. And the girls are why they're coming. Like, they see us 2 to 3 to maybe 4 hours a day besides when we're traveling, they're with them. And so if, you know, I weigh a lot on them as like, how do you feel about this person? Are they a good fit for us? You know, because as much as we might be a good fit for them, they might not be a good fit for us, or vice versa. So I really try to look at the bigger perspective of, they're not just a item on the court or a skill. It is the personality and the character comes first, and how do they mesh well with us? And so Yeah, I would just say we're really honest. And this is what you're getting. You're going to get high-level training, because I would say our assistant coaches and myself, like, even if we are Fresno Pacific, who the past few years people haven't really batted an eye against, like, we want to train you to the highest level possible. And that's what you're going to get. And you're going to get attention. You're going to get trained. You're going to feel valued. No matter how much you're on the court or off the court, it is a special place for you. And we'll make sure that we find it for you. So,
Michaela, how, I saw you nodding your head a little bit, right? And then you just kind of mentioning your experience at Fresno State, how you didn't like volleyball after that. Just how much love and acceptance and all those things have you felt at Fresno Pacific? And, right, still pretty early in the season, but yeah. Like how has that impacted your life?
I would say it's significantly different at Fresno Pacific. We feel I feel supported in everything I do, and I know, like, my teammates and my coaches have my best interest and the team best interest for us. So no matter what we're doing, whether it's hard or, you know, I see it as, like, a positive, and I feel loved through it. And that wasn't the experience I had at Fresno State, so it's way different. And honestly, nothing really feels that hard. So even if I'm dying physically, whatever, it's, like, it's okay. Like, it's not a big deal. It feels so just, like, so much love and support. So, yeah, it's been really nice.
Madeline, like, are you surprised? Let's be honest here. Were you surprised at those types of feelings, right? When you arrived on campus and during the school year, just, right, you're raising your game to a certain level, but you're also getting a lot more of an experience. Like, has that surprised you, or is this about what you thought your experience would be like so far?
I'm definitely surprised. Not, like, in a way, like, I wasn't surprised, like, that I would feel this way, but also at the same time, like, because I said I was never on a team that I was this close with the girls, like Rachel said, we're literally like sisters. Like, I want to do everything with them. And it's like when me and Mick got here today, we came separately and we're like, oh, we just saw each other like maybe an hour ago, but it doesn't feel like it. Cause like, we want to be with each other like 24/7. So I am definitely surprised that this is how I feel. And especially about volleyball, like they changed how I feel about volleyball as well. So
Rachel, for you, same type of sentiments.
Yeah. I'd say, I wouldn't say we had like a culture change this year, but it definitely does feel a lot more bonded than it has in past years. Even my freshman year coming in, I just felt automatically accepted and loved, and I could just be my true self. You guys know I don't really hide anything, so yeah, I can just be myself, and I love these girls, and I love playing with them.
That's awesome. All right, so we got a few minutes before we have questions from the FPU students around campus. Talk about like majors and your favorite classes. And Michaela, you said you got your bachelor's degree already.
Yes.
From Fresno State. So mm-hmm. What are you working on in the classroom?
I'm getting my MBA right now. So I have 3 classes this semester. Definitely a change of pace, because I was a science major, biology. So learning the business side is definitely different and challenging. But I also really enjoy that it's faith-based. So just bringing that into the business world is super awesome to learn about.
And your favorite class is what?
All of my classes.
All of them?
Yeah.
You can't differentiate?
If I'm being honest, I don't know the names of my classes.
That's okay. We're in season. Okay. We attend and we're passing.
Yeah. They're both all my favorites. So
there you go. Good. Yeah. Okay. Good answer. What do you hope to do with your degrees in the future with job?
That's a great question.
Do you want to become a biology teacher?
Maybe. I don't know what I want to
work
do.
Work in a lab?
Yeah, that would be fun, actually.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay. Madeline, what are you studying so far? I know, right? It's still early. You're taking gen ed classes?
Yeah, but I am majoring in business. So I want to do real estate with that, just because it kind of runs in the family. So that's what I plan on doing after. Yeah, and I really enjoy stats. I'm really good at math and love it, so I'm fine with that.
Because accounting,
yeah,
we can hire you as a fundraiser.
I'm down.
Rachel, what about for you?
I'm majoring in criminology. My favorite class right now. I'm just now getting into a lot of my minor classes. I'd probably say it's criminal procedure. We do a lot of like stuff, not in the field, but we go on a lot of tours, a lot of field trips. We just went to the Fresno County Jail. It was really fun. Yeah, kind of a breath away from the court. So, yeah.
You like want to work for the FBI for police and crime scene investigator?
Yeah, I want to be like a coroner or an evidence technician. I know Cam on our team, she also is the same major and the same interest. So,
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. All right. I got one more question for you guys. Blanket kind of question. You guys can answer however you wish before we get into this stuff. Kelsey, what about just start with you? What's the ceiling for this team? How are you trying to manage, right, the long season that it is?
Is there a ceiling? I think it's just getting them the best that they can. I mean, whether that's physically or mentally and talent-wise. Ceiling-wise, though, I think it's them feeling their best every day, right? And we have to manage that with how much playing we have and little time we have to get better. But, yeah, I would say it's just I can't tell you the exact ceiling because I think this team has it to go the distance, whether that is all the way to the tournament or, you know, take it to the Pac West this year. They have it. And I think our overall goal is to win the Pac West Conference. But I think they can go much further beyond that. So I would just say the ceiling right now, our goal is to win the Pac West. So we're going to stick it to right there. One day at a time.
One day at
our
a time.
Our goal is to win or beat Westmont on Friday.
There you go. There you go. I like that answer. All right. We've got about 5 minutes. So we're going to come to the questions from FPU students around campus. And I'm reading these for the first time. So these aren't my questions. These are from the students. All right. Rachel, what are your two favorite emojis?
I love the laughing crying emoji where like the tears are like streaming down the face.
Okay.
And the lip bite emoji.
So you send those in texts,
oh,
right?
Oh yeah, all the time, all the time.
Okay, so those are your two favorite. Were you surprised by that question?
Yeah, I thought it would be a different kind of question.
Yeah, okay, well you answer that like a champ. All right, Michaela, what's been your favorite moment on the court so far this season as a Sunbird?
Oh my gosh. I don't know if I could just pick one moment. I don't know.
Like the final point against Jessup when you guys, right, went to a fifth game.
I would say, just because it's most recent, but against Jessup when we went down 0-5, instantly in my brain I was like, oh, we're fine. We did this in preseason against Stanislaus State. And, like, literally I felt way more relaxed. I was like, oh, we've been here. We got this. And then Geneva just went off and kind of just – helped carried us for a couple points there. Actually, the fifth set, but yeah, probably that point for now.
All right, Madeline, if you didn't play volleyball, what other sport at FPU would you play?
Oh, at FPU, probably tennis. Because, I don't know, it's just like really like fast pace, and I like that type of stuff.
Did you play in high school?
No. That's why. You said at FPU, so I would have said like softball. If that wasn't
that
at
is
FPU,
true.
I would have said softball because okay. Baseball and softball runs in my family. But because that's not FPU, definitely tennis because it's super fast paced. And I feel like I'd get bored if I did anything else.
Okay. Mm. All right. Kelsey, for you, besides the wins and losses, what is one thing you hope fans notice when they watch your Sunbirds compete?
The family aspect, our culture. I want teams, people, when they walk in, they want to be a part of it from the get-go. Just because of how lighthearted we are, our spirit, our glory to God, just our overall who we are and how we carry ourselves, number one.
All right, great answer. All right, so what's next in Sunbirds for this week? The women's and women's soccer. They're going to host Hawaii Hilo at Ramirez Field at 3:30 and 6 p.m. respectively before heading down south to face Azusa Pacific on Saturday. Women's swim team host Alaska Fairbanks Friday at 5 p.m. and Saturday at 9 a.m. with both of those contests happening across the street from us at Bullard High School. Men's water polo, they're in SoCal for the Gary Troyer Invitational and will take on University of Laverne, Chapman, Ottawa University, Arizona, and Cal Lutheran. Volleyball has a trio of tough matchups at home that we've talked about at the Special Event Center, starting Friday night 6 against Westmont, then Saturday at 5 p.m. against Concordia, University of Irvine, and then a big one against number 5 Point Loma on Monday that we hope to see you out for. Visit Sunbirds, FBUSunbirds.com for more information on all these events and more. All right, we got another minute here, girls. First of all, thank you guys for coming. It's been a lot of fun. Expectations for this weekend are what? Again, Westmont, right? Starting off. So what are your expectations this weekend?
Let's win it.
Yeah, let's win.
I will say one thing about Westmont, and this is for everyone that's coming, is we're doing a community service project. So on Friday, if you come with a pair of shoes, any age or size, new or like new, you get them for free. It's for the Boys and Girls Club. And then on Saturday, if you bring a towel, blanket, bedding, whatever you'd like to donate, that's all going to the Fresno Humane Animal Society. So, and you get in for free. So if you are looking to come and want to get in for free, bring those items and just help the cause.
Awesome. Awesome. You guys do that every year?
No, it's hard for us to get to community outreach right now. So it's, why don't we bring it to us? And we do work with Boys and Girls Club and the Humane Society. So what better way to do it in free entry?
Awesome. Awesome. All right. So this weekend, great stuff happening at Fresno Pacific University. All right. Big thanks to Michaela, Rachel, Madeline, and Kelsey for coming in and sharing your stories and talking about volleyball at Fresno Pacific University. You guys are hot. You're 10-0. Let's keep it going. Thank you guys for coming. I had a lot of fun.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. That is a wrap. Thank you guys for listening. Have a great rest of the week, everybody, and we'll talk to you soon.